Hello, and welcome to Looking for Light, a podcast dedicated to helping you find hope in dark days. I'm your host, Erin Mount, and after years of struggling with depression and anxiety, I decided to create this podcast to offer others a way to navigate their mental health journeys through a Christian perspective. Tune in for honest and open dialogue about issues related to faith and mental health. This is Looking for Light. Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of Looking for Light. I'm excited for you to join us today as we talk about one of my favorite things, which is the topic of coping skills. You might be wondering, what are coping skills? And basically, coping skills are ways for us to help manage and regulate difficult emotions and experiences that we have. They are tools that equip us to move past our current situation and into a place of calm or peace. It's important to note that coping skills don't take away our depression or anxiety or whatever negative emotions we're experiencing. They just help us manage them better. They are one of the things that I was taught to practice in my years of therapy, and I have found them to be very helpful and turn to them time and time again when I am feeling overwhelmed, when I'm feeling stressed, whenever I feel like things are getting out of control, if I'm spiraling mentally or emotionally. I look to these coping skills as a way to press pause and take a minute and relax and evaluate my situation and hopefully find a better way of dealing with whatever it is that I'm encountering. I'm going to give you some of my favorite coping skills, but of course, this is not an exhaustive list. There are a lot of different ways that you can approach handling your emotions and processing through difficult experiences. These are just a sampling to help you get started if this is a new area for you. I'm going to link in the show notes to a list of 99 different coping skills that I found online. Some of them are better than others, honestly, but hopefully it will give you some tools to put in your tool belt as you navigate the different emotions that we all encounter. Coping skills aren't just for people who are depressed or anxious or dealing with other kinds of mental illness. Coping skills can be useful for a variety of different things that we all face. Life can be very overwhelming for a variety of reasons, and sometimes we just need small steps that we can take to get us to the next thing. Coping skills can help us do that. One of my favorite coping skills is the practice of deep breathing. And deep breathing is basically what it sounds like. It is just a way to take a moment for yourself, relax. You definitely need a quiet place, one that is, I like to have it dark, where there aren't distractions around, where you can just focus and concentrate on your breath. Deep breathing has been proven to help us relax and lowers our blood pressure. It helps us reduce stress. There are a variety of benefits. One of the advantages of deep breathing is that it's easy to do anywhere. If you are at work and you're feeling overwhelmed and you just need a moment, you can step away from your desk, maybe even go to the bathroom, and allow yourself just a few minutes to recharge by taking control of your breathing. The simplest way to do this is to sit or lie down in a comfortable position. Make sure that you kind of release any tension in your body. And it helps sometimes if you want to put a hand on your belly because you want to make sure that you're bringing in your breath from the diaphragm to get in the fullest breath possible. So you want to inhale through your nose very slowly, very calmly, and then also very slowly release the breath through your mouth. But it's good to maybe purse your lips or keep your lips fairly closed so that a lot of air is not escaping at one time. And this will help you to regulate your heart rate. Like I said, it reduces your blood pressure. It signals to your mind that you're trying to relax. And you can do this a couple of times, 10 times, however long you want, really. It's very customizable to your particular situation, how much time you may have. But I definitely recommend maybe at the end of your day, especially if you're tired and worn down, deep breathing is a great way to unwind and let the tension melt away. So that is my number one tip. Another thing I like to do is keep my hands busy. I have found that the more anxious I am, the more fidgety I tend to be. And so it really helps me to have something that I can manipulate with my hands. I have this therapy dough that my mother got me a couple of years ago, and it just came in a little container. It's scented, and it's very soothing scent. I think it's lavender. But it's basically like an adult version of Play-Doh, and I just like to take it in my hands and squeeze it and maybe mold it into different shapes. I'll play with it while we might be watching TV or if I'm listening to a podcast or reading. It's a great way to occupy my hands. And I found that just focusing on the senses, that tactile experience, really helps to calm me down. It's a great distraction. Silly Putty also works for this. I have a couple of containers of Silly Putty that I will occasionally use. My girls also happen to love it, so there's a bonus there. They can play with it too. Anything you can play with in your hands, like a Rubik's Cube or a fidget spinner or some sort of stress ball, all of these things are beneficial. Another beneficial activity is physical exercise. There have been studies that have shown that people who regularly devote themselves to some type of physical activity see decreases in their depression and anxiety. And being outside not only feels good, but if you make it strenuous enough, your body is going to release endorphins that will give your mood a boost. So you can go out and enjoy nature and also hopefully reap the benefits of that physical exercise. Another idea is to find ways to create positive experiences for yourself. When you're in the midst of a difficult season, it can be hard to feel pleasure. You may find that you've lost interest in things that used to bring you a lot of pleasure. But that is when it's most important to seek out little ways that you can inject joy into your days. For example, maybe you're at the grocery store picking up items. Look and see if there are flowers for sale. Pick some up. Brighten up a room at your house. Is there music that calms you? Look for playlists that have relaxing music or calming music, or just maybe some songs that make you feel more upbeat and positive. Anything that can help lift your mood a little bit. Taking even 5 minutes to listen to music can really boost your mood. Maybe you're feeling really stressed out. Try taking a bubble bath and put on some music. Just sit there in the water, close your eyes, and allow yourself to relax and enjoy the sensation of the warm water and the bubbles. Consider making your environment more welcoming and cozy by lighting a candle or spraying some room spray. Maybe getting some twinkle lights, anything that can make the space more relaxing, more calming, can help you. Something that I found really helpful when I was in the midst of a very deep, dark season was to just practice taking care of the most basic hygiene. That means getting up, taking a shower, fixing my hair, putting on makeup, those things that often really seemed very difficult. Going through the motions of getting ready for the day helped signal to me that I was going to try my best to keep moving forward, to make that day matter, and to remind myself that I was worth the time it took to get ready and to do those things. And so even on days when you just want to lie in the bed and maybe you don't even have anywhere to go, I strongly recommend that you take that time and care for yourself and make yourself feel good by putting on clean clothes, by taking a shower, by doing those things that we take for granted in times when we're happy, but that when we aren't happy can go a long way to helping us feel better. Another thing that I would encourage you to do is to journal. Journaling can really be a helpful way to process what you're experiencing, to chronicle your thoughts and feelings. It helps me to kind of reevaluate things, gives me a way to step back and consider what I've experienced, to look for connections that I might be missing otherwise, and it gives me time to sit with my feelings and to put them on paper. And in the process of writing, a lot of times I find that it helps me release some of those negative emotions. It also will help you to document and remember this time in your life. I found that when I was most depressed, it was hard for me to really remember a lot of things. But having a journal to look back on gives me that record that I really value having. Maybe your journal even is something as simple as writing down notes from your therapy sessions or making lists of ways that people have encouraged you or helped you in times when you have felt discouraged or sad. There can be a variety of ways that you can keep a log of what is going on in your life, because at one point you will look back on that and be able to see the ways that God was faithful even in the midst of times that seemed very hopeless. That is something that has really encouraged me as I look back on the various seasons of my life that were marked by depression. I can see how God moved in various ways through his people and through his word and through the church to minister to me and remind me that I am loved and cared for. Another thing that I find very helpful is to spend time reading the Bible. I sometimes have struggled to pay attention to the words when I'm trying to read them myself, and so that is when I have found an audio version of the Bible to be incredibly beneficial. It is something that I can just play when I'm getting ready in the morning, or if I want to have some time in the evening just to unwind, I will sometimes just lie down on my bed and play some Psalms and just let the words soothe me and bring me comfort and remind me of the truth. This can be really helpful when you are in a season that is plagued by a lot of negative thoughts. Just having the scriptures read to you can help you bring to mind those things that are true. It really puts into practice what we are encouraged to do in Philippians 4:8 by thinking about whatever is true and lovely and good, and focus our mind on those things. If you are struggling with coming up with coping skills, think about things that appeal to the senses. So consider ways that you might comfort yourself through touch, such as playing with some therapy dough or a stress ball, or think about smells that you really enjoy, something that might bring you relaxation or help you to calm down or unwind, de-stress. Or you could think about things that you might hear, such as music or having the Bible being read to you, or even just watching funny videos, things like that. Don't be afraid to think outside of the box. There's really no wrong way to do a coping skill. How you know it's working is that it is helping to distract you from whatever unpleasant situation you're going through or difficult emotion that you're experiencing. And at the end of that activity, hopefully you feel, if not better, at least encouraged that you can face the rest of the day. As I said before, coping skills are not a cure. They're not going to make everything magically better and improve everything, but they are a way to help you make it through the day. They give you power over your emotions. They help you to remember that even though it seems as though your mind is spinning out of control and there are so many things that are outside of your power, you actually have a choice. You can decide to set your mind on things that will help you and put in the work to try and shift your focus from your situation and put it onto these small activities that you're doing. Even if it just distracts you for 5 minutes, that's 5 minutes that you weren't spending just thinking about how you're depressed and anxious. Now, you may be listening to this and thinking that it all sounds very overwhelming and like too much work. And I get that. I know that when you're depressed, you don't really feel like doing much of anything. And so the idea of having to come up with ways to make yourself feel better seems daunting. But I want to encourage you to take even just 5 minutes and sit down and make a list of just 5 things that you can do when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel that your emotions are getting the best of you, when your thoughts are running rampant, and you feel like you are losing your grip. Then you have that list that you can refer to and make a plan of attack. Maybe you do one of those things on the list. Maybe you do all 5. It really is up to you. And some days you'll find that you can make it the whole day and not do anything on your list. And that is something to celebrate and be excited about. Think about sharing your list with a friend or a family member so that they can encourage you to turn to those coping skills when you're having a really hard day. They can also maybe remind you if you text them and say things are not going well, then they can respond and say, hey, have you tried any of your coping skills lately? And that will be kind of a wake-up call to you to put that plan of action into place. Hopefully these ideas have given you a place to start and will encourage you to begin thinking about how you can incorporate coping skills into your life. I would encourage even those of you who are listening who aren't dealing with depression and anxiety to consider using coping skills when you are handling stressful situations. Because let's face it, we've been in a pandemic for 2 years and we are all in stressful situations on a practically daily basis. We all need help coping, and that is okay. We are humans and we have limits, and we often reach those limits and need help finding firm foundation. So this is my encouragement to you to be kind to yourself and keep looking for light. You have been listening to Looking for Light, a podcast by Aaron Mount. Please be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss future episodes. You can find the show on Facebook and Instagram at Looking for Light Pod. If you enjoy the show, please leave a rating and review to help others find it. Thanks for listening.